from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, we'll start right here at NRG. The Houston Texans wrapped up practice here. We're going to be hearing live from D'Amico Ryans this hour, as well as Sean Pendergast, I think, is going to weigh in with his observations. But it seems like Derek Stingley had another day, man.
Yeah.
Derek Stingley had another day. C.J. Stroud and Tank Dell had another day. How you feeling about Tank Dell right now? We've all said, like, he's kind of got that look. Like, everybody talking about Stephon, understandably. We're talking about Nico, understandably. And Tank has just been saying, like, I'm still here, man.
Yeah, I think, and like I always say, they got three great receivers. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if Tank Dell lead this team in touchdowns.
Touchdowns, like we were talking
or yesterday. Honestly, the way he stretched the field, yards. It wouldn't surprise me if if at the end of this year Tank Dell was leading the team in yards or touchdowns.
Yeah, touchdowns. I for sure. He could be the leader. I don't know, and we'll get more details on that from D'Amico Ryans and others. All right, so you and I went through the process to be credentialed for the NFL season, right?
Yeah.
A little bit different this year. We had to go to NRG. They took our picture with a special camera. They're going to have facial ID at all the stadiums. They're going to be, you know, they're going to be extra careful. Well, I don't get this. Like, the NFL's new credentialing policy is good. It might be an extra step.
It is.
You know,
and this for NRG over there, they were actually way ahead of schedule with how they did their security stuff with the media anyway. So I think it wasn't that big of a deal for them.
Yeah.
But I think it was a huge deal for teams like Green Bay and Chicago that kind of kept it super traditional.
Mm-hmm.
So the Houston Texans was way ahead of the schedule.
They were. And so basically it's going to be like Mission Impossible stuff. They got your picture. You're going to have to put your face somewhere in front of something. And then it's facial recognition, boom, you're good to go. So it prevents people that shouldn't be there from being there. It prevents fake credentials.
Yeah.
It's a safer area for the press box, the field, all the secure areas, you know, underneath the stands and all that stuff. Well, the Las Vegas police, I guess it's the police union chief, is saying that he's not sure that Las Vegas police are going to abide by this. He might recommend that they don't. Now, we all, there ain't nobody that doesn't understand, you know, how important it is, you know, for our law enforcement to be around. And ain't nobody that doesn't respect what they do. But what are you thinking here? Why would you not want better security with the facial recognition?
The first thing I thought about when I saw this was, what you got to hide, man?
Yeah.
Like, are you trying to hide something?
Is he at like witness protection?
We got some dirty cops going on or something like that.
No, I truly it's not like I don't understand and I have an opinion. No, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand. Yeah.
But you know what? Some people kind of get weird about that type of stuff. Like, some people be weird about the phones where they don't want their, you know, their facial recognition on there. Or they think they're...
Or they put tape.
Yeah, or they don't want their DNA or fingerprints and all that. Some people get weird about that type of stuff.
I know, but as a group?
Yeah.
You may not do it. So apparently he hasn't said it just yet. Or asked his officers to do that just yet. But his name is Steve Gramas, Las Vegas Police Department. All I know is I wouldn't feel great if he does do this. I wouldn't feel great. It's like an invitation.
Yeah.
I don't understand this.
Yeah, like I said, some people are just so weird about that type of stuff.
They're watching you, man.
And see, I'm at a point where I'm sure everybody got my information. For me, by the way, exactly. Like,
what difference is the facial recognition credential going to make?
I met somebody who was like he was pretty much like this person and was like, oh, I would never get on Facebook because they, you know, they spy on you and they do all of this. And I'm like, oh, so no other social media.
You got a phone? You got a phone? Because if you have a phone, it's there.
If you have a smartphone, 9 times out of 10, they are listening to you.
Have you ever walked by a TJ Maxx and said, hey, I like that shirt, and then the shirt pops up on your phone?
All the time.
I mean, come on.
All the time.
Yeah, that always happens. So.
Just paranoia, man. Just absolute paranoia. It's kind of crazy. But you're right. Like, if you think that's all that it's going to take.
That's where you draw the line.
Yeah, that's where you draw the line. You ever put a card into a gas station pump or an ATM, they got you.
Yeah.
They got you.
Yeah. Nah, it's people like that all the time.
All right. We got Sean Pendergast out at Texans practice today. Sean, they were building some character out there today, huh?
If you mean by practicing in surface of the sun, level heat, a lot of character was built. A lot of character built, John and Figgy, both within the team and the media this afternoon.
How are you feeling, first of all, man? You good out there?
I feel good. I'm sweaty. No, I'm good, man. You guys know, I mean, they do a good job of, A, keeping us hydrated. They had ample Gatorade and water. And, B, there is ample shade as well if you choose to stand underneath it. Now, as you guys know, if you want to get a good view of the 11-on-11, then you got to make sure you get that sunscreen on, baby. But yeah, it was a good practice, man. It was a good practice. Team's getting healthier, and a few guys back out there, including the first team offensive line, all intact out there today.
How about that?
Nice.
How about that? All right. Yep. So let's start with the obvious. It seemed like old CJ Stroud and Tank Dell got a little something going on.
Dude. CJ had one of the sickest practice throws I've ever seen. It's hard to tell. You guys know, like, from ground level, it's hard to tell the distance on the ball, like if it's 25 or 30. Just call it 30. Mm-hmm. He dropped the ball in the bucket to Tank Dell in between two DBs and the sideline we all just looked at each other like, I can't believe this guy's our quarterback. Like, it was something else, man. CJ had a good day out there today. It's been nice. I mean, you guys have been out there. Like, before they left for Canton, the defense was really doing a number on the offense, and the offense appears to have kind of gotten some of its mojo back. And certainly it helped having, you know, Laremy Tunsil out there, you know, along with Titus. They mixed in some other guys in front of CJ, like Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs don't take any breaks while CJ is out there.
Mm-hmm.
They do shuffle in other tackles, and they shuffle in for Shaq Mason with the first team, and I think that's just their way of kind of load managing the older players.
No, I want to get to the defensive side, but you said they're getting healthier. I was getting a hard time from listeners earlier because I said they've been really healthy and they don't want me to jinx it. But they've been really healthy, and even Christian Harris, while he wasn't out there today, I got to believe that by and large, you know, nothing serious even there with him.
No, nothing today. Like so far since they got back from Ohio, Christian Harris is the only one that there's been an issue with, and that was on Sunday. No, but Joe Mixon was Joe Mixon back out there taking reps, which is progress from Sunday. He was back in uniform on Sunday, but he was back out there today actually getting 11-on-11 reps with the ones. And he's, you know, I mean, all due respect to the other running backs in camp, it just looks different when Joe Mixon is carrying the ball. Like, he's a different looking dude, man, compared to those other guys. So that was good to see. Kamari Lassiter was back out there. I don't know if he was doing 11-on-11. I couldn't tell, but he was back out there practicing today. So, and even the guys, like Christian Harris is the only one I can think of significance who just wasn't even out there. You know, my guess is he was in the building doing treatment or whatever. But all the other guys who aren't practicing, you know, Jeff Okuda, Will Anderson, Noah Brown, they're all working out on the field right next to where the guys are practicing in those, you know, they're wearing those catapult vests and the GPS stuff.
Yeah.
And they all look like, I mean, it's totally untrained eye, mine, but they all look like if they had to play Indy on Sunday in Indy that they could go. I mean, they're working out hard on that other field.
So who stood out the most to you today, not named C.J. Stroud?
Yeah, I would say Brevin Jordan was back practicing again. He had a nice deep ball over the middle. I'll tell you what, Damian Pierce had a couple nice runs today. He had one nice run to the outside, and then he had another run with a cutback that looked pretty good. You guys know what it is with Damian. Like, Damian's looked the part in all these practices. You know, again, Saturday going against a team that's allowed to tackle him, and that'll be the test for him. But Danielle Hunter defensively was making plays again today. Like, I don't know, man. Like, it's just proof to me, like, how off the radar Minnesota is that I'm, like, looking at this guy. I'm like, this guy's this freaky, and he hasn't been getting the accolades that some of these other guys.
No, we were talking about that. Like you were here, yeah. I think it was our first segment last week. I'm like, I don't think people realize how, like, he's in the same conversation with, and maybe not to the extreme level, but with, like, T.J. Watt. I mean, like, he is just.
T.J. Watt, I think of Miles Garrett, you know, when I look at it. Like, they're just so. They just look like they're from another planet, you know. So Danielle Hunter looked good again today. They had Jalen Petrie playing a lot more safety today than up along the line of scrimmage. Petrie made a play or two.
Derek Stingley had a good breakup.
Yeah, he did. I mean, yeah, Stingley's been, you know, if you're doing a Mount Rushmore of this Texans training camp, Stingley's on it. You know, he's been one of the best players out there. So, all in all, a good practice. It was my favorite kind of practice, guys, because it was pretty back and forth, but the offense, by and large, made enough plays where I feel like, all right, they'd have gone out and scored some points against whoever they're playing today. Like, I like the practices that are pretty even, but the offense wins, as opposed to the practices that are sort of even, but the defense wins. I'm just, you know, yeah. I'm a simple man. I like my points and my yards.
You're a simple man. All right, so I appreciate you coming on, man, because we've been keeping up from here and a good rundown there. Oh, by the way, and we're going to hear from D'Amico Ryans in just a few minutes, but was there any discussion about why he wanted to have the midday practice? Was it just because they're getting in the habit of noon game?
John is really bothered.
No, this is not because it bothers me. I talked about that. I'm just saying, like, you know, what his thinking was.
No, I actually talked to a couple folks who would know, you know, friends of ours that are out of practice. And I think they're treating this because there's likely going to be starters playing in this game, you know, probably more than any other preseason game, is that the team is kind of treating this like they would a in-season game week.
Yeah.
And that's when they practice. Leading up to games is they practice in the middle of the day. They practice at 11:30 and 10:45 and whatever the other time. The other one's at 11 this week. So yeah, so they're kind of this is a sort of a facsimile of what a game week would look like. you know, Saturday, the game this Saturday is, you know, it's the equivalent of a Sunday during the season. So right now, today would be like Wednesday. You know, they go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, off Saturday, game Sunday. So we're going Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, off Friday, game Saturday. So that's all it is, John. They just changed the times this week because they're treating this like it's an actual game week with all the processes behind the scenes and everything else.
Yeah, I appreciate it. That also leads into, I think they're going to kind of shut things down next week in terms of full training camp practices and getting ready for the pre. I think this might be the last preseason game where we see anybody of note.
Well, they got that practice with the Rams next week.
I think they might cancel
right
it.
Now. Well, they might. I don't know if you're hearing things or whatever.
Reading the tea leaves, man.
Yeah.
Well,
why even schedule him anymore? They did it last year, too. That's just a big tease.
They canceled
I love those joint practices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for joining us.
All right, fellas.
All right. That's Sean Pendergast. CJ Stroud, apparently. See, that's the thing about having a guy like that. Like apparently, I'm seeing some stuff now on social media. Like, saw somebody write, maybe three guys can make that throw.
Mm.
CJ's one of them. Like, it's an absolute in the bucket, small window, Tank Dell's hands and nobody else's.
And he always been like that, even in college. Yeah. Like, he focused on being accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Just this accuracy specialist, I guess. I think he actually mentioned that.
Well, that's the one thing that always stood out to me. Now, look, let's not rewrite history here.
I'm a ball placement specialist.
That's it. Yeah. I was thinking Bryce Young the whole time, but as we're getting closer to the draft, I mean, and we're watching him more and we've watched him in college, like his accuracy is ridiculous.
And he always focused on that. And that's why I used to get so upset with him, especially during the season when he never used to run the ball. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, you could run too. Like, you could have ran for that first down.
Yeah.
And he was just so focused on like placing the ball at a certain place.
Yeah.
And he never really used his legs until that Georgia game.
And look what it got him. But also, the other one that really stood out to me is Lassiter on the field. Lassiter opposite Derek Stingley. Derek Stingley had apparently a pretty incredible pass breakup. Looking good, man. Yeah. And no injuries.
Yes.
It wasn't me.
Keep bringing it up.
No. Right. Hey, it's done, man. It's not my fault now. If anything, I don't think anything will. Ooh, that's even worse, isn't it? All right. So let's get to what's getting the internet going nuts. I might. And let's talk about a true pro's pro in this industry. And Tyreek Hill, you're fast. You're not that fast. Next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I got the internet going nuts.
All right, internet is going nuts, and I just saw this right here. This has got the internet going nuts. New sports valuation for the NFL teams.
Mm-hmm.
The Dallas Cowboys just broke $10 billion.
Damn.
They are worth $10.32 billion.
Hey, just imagine being a team that's worth that much and haven't sniffed the championship in, what, 25 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, that's impressive.
That's why he's not urgent. That's why there's no urgency. Yeah.
Hey, I wouldn't be urgent either.
He can do whatever the hell he wants. Man.
Hey, that's dedication right there.
Yeah. God. All right, so Tyreek Hill's fast, right? This is not breaking news. I feel like this is like the guy that's a boxer or boxed in high school or college and is a pretty good boxer and says, yeah, I can beat Mike Tyson. I can beat up Mike Tyson. So he was on, asked about Noah Lyles, which is controversial because Noah Lyles said NBA, he's not confused why the NBA, he's confused why the NBA has called themselves world champions. Of NFL, why do you call yourself world champion, which is an American league? This was Tyreek Hill.
Sprinter Noah Lyles. He said that Super Bowl champs should not consider themselves world champions. What do you think of that?
Noah Lyles can't say nothing after what just happened to him. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want to come out and pretend like he's sick. I feel like that's like horseradish. So for him to be like do that and say that we're not world champions of like our sport, says like, come on, bro. Like, just speak on what you know about. You know what I'm saying? And that's track.
Would you like to race him when he gets home?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
You think so?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
Like by a lot?
No, I wouldn't beat him by a lot, but I would beat Noah Lyles.
I'd like to see that happen.
And guess what? When I beat him, I'm going to put on a COVID mask.
Oh, God.
And let him know I mean business. Because I do mean business.
He said he was faking COVID.
That ain't the first time I've seen that. I've seen a couple people. Went down that rabbit hole.
If I lost, I'd fake COVID too. He goes, hey, look, man, Tyreek Hill is, again, this isn't breaking news, super fast. Yeah.
They don't call him the cheetah for no reason.
Super duper fast. He can't beat Noah Lyles.
Yeah.
I
would like to see it, though, because he is fast.
Yeah.
I would like to see it, but I agree with you.
Yeah.
True. Some people say he ain't even the fastest person on his own team.
Yeah, it might be A-Chan.
Yeah.
Or whomever. Could be Waddle. Could be any
all
of those.
All them boys fast.
No. They're like he is like noticeably on an NFL field. That dude is fast.
Yeah.
Can't beat Noah Lyles.
Yeah.
He won't beat Noah Lyles.
Yeah, I would like to see it, though. Yeah. That would be great if he did.
It'd probably be a very good race. I think the way they should do it is do 60 yards. Because in a 40, Tyreek Hill might win.
Yeah.
In a 100, he's got no shot.
Yeah.
But do 60.
He should jump in Noah Lyles. Jump in this ballpark.
Yeah.
Do exactly how he do.
Well, he's got no shot in a 100.
Yeah.
He might beat him in a 40.
But see, my thing is, if he's challenging him, saying I could beat you, and your
then race
game,
100,
yeah, race in my ballpark, because I guarantee you, Noah Lyles ain't saying I could beat you at playing receiver.
Yeah, exactly.
He ain't saying that. So come to my ballpark.
Yeah, got to make this happen.
I would love to see this happen.
Got to make this happen.
I got the internet going nuts.
All right, this is a pro, man. This is an absolute pro. And there's something else I want to say about this. But you're doing a broadcast, national television, and then an earthquake happens.
team had to representing the home country in these Olympics.
And it was so much fun to see, particularly the crowd sort of getting behind as we have a bit of an earthquake here in Los Angeles. So we're just going to make sure that our studio lights, everything stays safe, everything's shaking. You good, Mylan? Everybody good? All right. Thank you so much for bearing with us through that. Our studio was shaking just a little bit. Tarsi, if you're still good in the studio and in the everyone's still good. All right.
I'd have freaked out.
Yeah.
I'd have freaked out.
That show you, man. How
Malika Andrews, by the way.
Yeah, that show you how that stuff happens on the normal,
mm-hmm.
where they just like, uh-oh, we got earthquake. Because I've seen another video, mm-hmm. somebody actually doing a radio show.
Yeah.
And somebody actually fell off the seat. It was just kind of like, whoa. It looked crazy. I would be terrified.
That
man.
Was a 4.8, which is a pretty good earthquake.
That's a
pretty earthquake. Good earthquake.
Yeah.
The worst one I've been in a couple of tremors here and there, but I was in a 5-point-something back in the day, and I was at a house on Manhattan Beach. I was interviewing a player, and all of a sudden he goes, earthquake. And I freaked the bleep out. Like, I was like, he goes, and he was from L.A. She's clearly from L.A. because she handled it the way you did. And I went, what do I do? And he goes, just stand in the doorway. I said, all right. And I stood in the doorway. Like, we're not used to it.
Yeah.
This is also the reason why I would take earthquakes all day long over hurricane. I mean, I would take hurricanes.
I was about to say,
yeah, I would take hurricanes all day long over earthquakes.
Yeah, okay.
Because you can see them coming.
Yeah,
like they
you could actually prepare for it.
They tell and you a week in advance.
Yeah, and I know sometimes you can prepare, but so much.
Yeah,
but at least you can kind of get ready to attempt to prepare for.
And
it.
I know Beryl took a hard right, and we weren't as prepared, as we could have been in this city, especially Center Point, but that's a different story. They're never prepared. But at least you can start, get the generator out. All right, we got water, we got food, and all that stuff. Maybe leave town. Earthquake, you got no advance warning.
I'm scared of earthquakes, man. I'll be looking like Will Smith on Fresh Prince when he got his first earthquake and he was hiding under the desk.
Yeah.
That would be me. I don't rock with none of that stuff.
You can, and then people out of state, out of Houston, I'll say, how can you live there? I'd rather live here than California with earthquakes.
Yeah.
Or even the Midwest with tornadoes, which just pop up.
Yeah.
And I know we've had some of those too, but you get my point. I mean, it's like, at least you get a little warning.
Yeah. What's funny is you have people that in LA and all in the Midwest are like, I wouldn't do a hurricane. I don't see how y'all do hurricanes.
All day long.
Hey.
All day long.
I haven't heard this. Probably the first year I actually thought about, like, maybe, do I need to stay here forever?
Well, that's because of Center Point.
Yeah, that was because of the situation.
Yeah.
But I never blinked once. I was here for Harvey. I never considered me getting out of here because of hurricanes.
Yeah.
I was fine with it.
Yeah. I got the internet going nuts. All right, this stuff in New York is getting wild. So, Hassan Reddick officially asked for a trade. But now the Jets said that we have informed, this is Joe Douglas, GM. We have informed Hassan that we will not trade him, that he's expected to be here with his teammates, and that he will continue to be fined per the CBA if he does not report. Since the trade discussions back in March, we've been clear, direct, and consistent with our position. We'll focus on our guys, blah, blah, blah. That is not what was reported at the time he was traded. At the time he was traded, it was reported that they were going to redo his deal. Somebody is lying.
Yeah.
And somebody is going to end up looking really, really bad. And this is never going to end well for the Jets.
Yeah. I always wonder about these type of situations because you always get these handshake deals, these, hey, If you trade for me, I want a new deal. Oh, we'll give you a new deal.
Yeah, we got you.
We never really seen anything like this where they just, they I guess, do a little eye wink and, I got you. And it don't happen because he requested a trade because of that from the beginning.
But a lot of times those handshake deals, they follow up with them.
Yeah.
That's part of the situation. Like, okay, we're going to trade. You going to make me a deal? Yes. And they
because I'm not trading for somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the player usually make it clear that, hey,
yeah,
I'm not I don't want to go there unless y'all sign me to a new deal.
Yeah, and if the
organization, they won't trade for you.
Yeah, and if the organization doesn't do it, they get, you know, the agent, you know, obviously they lose confidence in him and stuff
it's
like
a,
this happens.
It's an agreement before the trade is even made.
Yeah, exactly.
So I wonder what happened. Did they just change their mind?
Yes, or I think that's exactly
what
happened.
They're just trying to finesse somebody?
I believe Reddick's side, because these trades often happen, as we've been talking about, with the handshake, wink deal, or whatever, and then they usually follow through with it.
Yeah, because a team ain't trade for somebody who refused to play.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nah, that's it look a little fishy,
it's
man.
It's going to be dirty. It's going to be nasty.
Man,
all year.
The Jets going to be awful, man.
I got the internet going nuts.
All right, so you remember the guy that flopped? The guy that flopped in the Texans and Steelers game?
Yeah.
So if you don't remember or you weren't watching, I believe it was Kurt Heinisch that jumped off sides. I think it was Heinisch. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So the right guard's name is Spencer Anderson. Dude ended up getting, first of all, he flopped big time. Takes about 10 steps back.
He sold it.
Rolls around on the ground 11 yards back from the line of scrimmage. This is what it sounded like.
On this team, so the Steelers now operate at Tennessee or Houston's territory. And right off the bat, we're going to get a penalty is going to be called. And it was a pretty obvious one right there as Spencer Anderson goes flying backward.
He was awful. And then he did, like, once he fell, he did like an extra roll.
Yeah.
Like just to sell it a little more. Then he got up and was laughing his ass off.
It was like
back
the Rock.
The line of
it was
scrimmage.
Like when the Rock gets stunned by Stone Cold,
yeah,
and he do the extra flips.
He had his arms out like Superman. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he sold the penalty. He didn't even need to sell the penalty. It was obvious. But he was asked about it yesterday, and his answer was outstanding. Talk about owning it. He said that he got the wind knocked out of him on that play, and quote, "There's no place for violence like that in the league."
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, he was kidding. He was kidding. But that was pretty freaking funny by him. All right, how about we get D'Amico Ryans live off the practice field? We'll hear straight from him, and then we're gonna hear from the boys, Clint and Ron and Tyler next.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
All right. Pretty darn good day at the office by the Houston Texans today. Hot. I know D'Amico Ryans is going to be asked about that, but let's get to it. Let's hear from D'Amico Ryans right off the practice field.
Simulate similar to when you play games.
Yeah, today felt like a real training camp day for us with the heat and external elements. As we all know, it's pretty hot and humid here in Houston. It's what we have to deal with. Nothing we complain about, just something we got to go to work, right? And so I tell our guys, no matter what it is, for me, it's about adversity. And when it hits you, like, how do you respond? And so a lot of guys, some guys responded well today, some didn't. So it's a lot for us to learn from and build off of.
Was this intentional if you put it at this time and just to sort of do an acclimation period?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, getting back to it at this time, this is the time we'll be working throughout the season. So I want our guys to understand what it'll feel like, especially, you know, that first half of the season.
You mentioned guys need to hopefully learn and acclimate. What do guys need to learn and acclimate to? Is it just how to take care of your body prior to a day like this?
Our guys, our sports performance staff does a great job of prepping our guys so we're ready to push through, and guys, their bodies are good pushing through. It's more mental as opposed to their bodies. It's just it's a mental thing, and that's what playing in the NFL is about. Everybody's about the same physically, but how do you separate yourself mentally? That's where you separate the best from the rest.
When you have new guys that are learning systems either on offense or defense, you see on film that they've picked things up, or you check in with them from time to time, hey, how are you picking things up? Is that up to the position coaches? Like, how do you kind of get progress on guys? Is that something you see, or do you have to go find that progress?
That's a twofold answer there. I mean, it's always every day we're evaluating guys, we're giving them certain things to work on. So it's one, right, seeing how the guys respond in meetings. And the second piece of that is, you know, watching film after practice and seeing, you know, has a guy picked up on what you've been trying to teach him, and tell him some guys are better than others at it. And you just, for us as coaches, it's our job to continue to teach, continue to motivate guys as best we can, and help them, right, to find a way to get it done.
Do
trouble. You guys are dealing with injuries on the defense line. How are you having to manage that, particularly in practices and leading up to the preseason game?
When it comes to managing reps and managing guys through practice, everybody, as I spoke earlier, everybody is on, everybody's on their different program, so to speak. So every guy, we do a great job of, like, watching our guys and how they're loaded with reps, knowing their speeds and what they're hitting. So all of the sports science and the data that we use that to monitor our guys closely and make sure we're putting them in the best possible position they're in so they can go out and compete and be their best when they are on the field.
How has player monitoring changed since you were playing?
Yeah, player monitoring has changed a lot. It's the way to go now. It's the norm. As opposed to when I was playing, there were no GPS units or tracking when it comes to that. So I think we do a much better job, much smarter job of managing guys, managing their bodies, trying to make sure they're as healthy as possible. But as we all know, we play it. You know, this game is so fast and explosive, and guys are so strong where guys are going to get hurt, right? And that's inevitable. That happens in football. It's unfortunate, but there are injuries all the time, you know, in our space. That's why, you know, these guys are some of the best athletes in the world. And, you know, it's a pleasure for all of us to get to work and watch these guys do what they do. They're special. They're talented. They're gifted guys. And there's not many guys who can do what our guys do. So it's always a credit to them. And it's such a huge honor to just be here and work with them and see what they go through on a day-to-day basis, what you guys see in practice. You guys don't see all the recovery, all the thing that these guys go through, right? It's just, oh, we want to report that a guy's injured. Like, these guys go through a lot, and it's just a ton of respect for what these guys go through.
Can you take a few more?
At this point in this training camp, I know you talk about getting a little bit better every day. What kinds of things are you looking for as you kind of wind up?
Yeah, that's a great question. The things we look at to get better, it's always the small things. We want to make sure guys have something targeted that they can hit. It may be for a guy, it may be a tight end, just getting your second foot in the ground, making sure your target is right, getting your hat on the outside numbers. It's small things that are very targeted our guys can know and they can see when they actually hit it in practice. And so whether it's our eyes, it's our footwork, it's very small things, because that's what separate the great players. It's guys who can do those little things consistently over and over again. That's what a win in this league, not the wild plays. It's just you being consistent in the small details of your fundamentals and techniques.
In some of the opportunities to chat with Jalen Petrie later on today, how would you assess the job that he's done over this offseason? With his talent and versatility, what does he add to your defense?
Yeah, Jalen, I mean, first thing first is just he's so fun to work with. He's one of our smartest players on our team, right? He's able to handle a lot mentally and physically. Very gifted guy who does a phenomenal job, whether it's in coverage, whether it's blitzing, playing in the box, playing back deep. Not many guys have the skill set that Jalen has, and he's a fun guy to work with. He's all about the team. He's a true leader for us on our team, and I'm always excited to work with Jalen because he's ready for more, like trying to see how much he can handle. He can handle a lot, and it helps our defense just with his versatility, his flexibility, and just his willingness, right, to do whatever it takes for the team to be successful. Like, that's how we want all of our guys.
Close with Aaron and Cole.
Any specific areas where you've seen a lot of improvement from Henry to second season?
Henry's been very consistent, right, this time around, and Henry's been a guy that our defense can rely on. He's going to be in the proper position, be where he's supposed to be. And he does a great job with the Z's when it comes to communicating. And that's a huge thing in our defense, of communicating, and Henry does a really awesome job of that.
Last one.
Having Joe and Larry back in the offense, just the overall persona to not be able to kind of have a good identity before the start of the regular season, without getting back to the first team.
And for all of our guys, whenever they get back, it's about guys just getting in and getting valuable work. Right? We're excited anytime we get guys back who've been away for a while. So it's the same with those two guys. Excited to see them back out working. I think it's more important for their teammates to see them, you know, everybody working together and getting on the same page. But excited to see all of our guys back who we've been missing for a few weeks here.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, so Jalen Petrie ain't going nowhere, man. He's the starter.
Yeah.
I mean, based on what you're hearing, where they're putting him, all that, he is a starter. And you know what? We'll find out.
I'm fine with it,
no,
man.
No, I'm actually I'm fine with it. I'm just like, in terms of like places that you got to watch, we're going to be watching the most closely. And that is that nickel corner. People forget Desmond King is proven as a nickel.
Yeah.
But they ain't going to put Desmond King up there. It's going to be Jalen Petrie.
I'm really intrigued, too, because we know the year Jalen Petrie had last season.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something a little different for him as far as like from what he was playing last year. So I'm intrigued to see how he plays in that position. I'm really intrigued.
Well, I think that's what we're all going to be watching all year long. I mean, from week one, because it's always intriguing. Like he was very complimentary of Jalen Petrie there, not just like being nice, like called him a leader of the team and one of these guys that does everything right. He wasn't just being nice. He was like singing the praises of Jalen Petrie. So Jalen Petrie is going to be your starting nickel. We knew that already because that's where he's been lining up. But we're going to be watching because you have to, they saw everything we saw. I mean, they benched him at one point.
He was struggling.
Yeah, and is a move to the nickel position that going to be that big of a difference for him?
We going to see, man. Yeah. I never thought I was willing to give him another chance at safety.
Yeah.
Like we talked about bringing in another safety. We brung up many times Justin Simmons and all that, but I didn't think maybe they should move him to nickel.
I
was never a thought.
Yeah,
we had Kamari Lassiter kind of penciled in at nickel.
Yeah,
before we actually seen him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really curious that, and maybe that say a lot what they see in the other rookie, Bullock. Maybe they want to have Bullock on the field a lot.
And who knows? I mean, like D'Amico Ryans, that old pixie dust. He's done it a million times. I think he's gonna help. You know, obviously Al-Shaair, who's already a proven player, but even reach a higher level. He's helped last year. You know, with some of the players that were big time that we got more out of than we expected. Maybe Jake Hansen, you know, who's going to be on this squad, it seems like. But the other one, and we'll talk about both these guys more tomorrow, because I've looked and watched Henry To'o and trying to see, you know, like up close and personal when we're on the sidelines or doing the show when they're scrimmaging, like, all right, let's see what To'o is doing. And we haven't seen it in games. We haven't seen a whole lot in practices. Hadn't been bad, but he hadn't been standing out. But he was, you know, he's one that he was mentioning as well.
Yeah. So maybe that thin linebacking core that we keep talking about, maybe it's not that thin. Maybe, you know, To'o could be the surprise this year where we, you know, if Christian Harris is out or somebody else is out, then they could step up and be on the field more.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to see Christian Harris this weekend. I think they're just going to take it easy as well. They
take
should.
It to week one.
Yeah, we'll see a week one. I think that's the case. We are going to see these other dudes. We are going to see most of the starters, certainly To'o, certainly Jalen Petrie, unless some drastic changes. And Kalen Bullock and Kamari Lassiter, by the way, back on the practice field today, so that's good. I think we're going to get a really good feel. Now it's the Giants, it's Daniel Jones, Malik Nabers. I don't know how much he's going to play, but they're going to have a real good chance to kind of show what they can do. And then I think that's it. I'm not D'Amico, obviously, but I think if you get a good quarter and a half out of these guys this week, I'm good.
Yeah, and I want to see a little more from the defense. We talked about it yesterday about the poor tackling. It seemed like D'Amico was a little bit disappointed with the tackling.
Yeah.
So maybe keep them out there a little longer. But if the offense give me a scoring drive, y'all good. We good. Let's pack it up, and we'll see you week one.
Yeah.
I would like to see more from Damian Pierce. I would keep Damian Pierce out there probably the whole first half.
Yeah.
Let me see what you do the whole half.
Yeah.
And then we go from there. I just don't understand them treating him kind of like he's the RB1. Like get him some runs, man. Yeah. Let's see what he can do.
I agree. The other thing he was talking about, right, got several questions about it too. Talking about the Heat and the sports performance staff, you know, has these guys ready and they're hydrated, you know, and they do all the precautions before practice. Physically, they're ready for practice. And he goes, yeah, it's probably more mental. It's probably more mental than anything. Hell yeah, it is. Hell yeah, it's more mental. Like, it's hot. It's like it's noon. It's 1 o'clock in Houston, Texas. You think it's more mental? Yeah, yeah, it's mental. I'm frying out here. I don't care how good your sports performance staff is. I don't care, you know, how hydrated you are. You keep in mind, most of these players are not from here.
Yeah.
Like, I've had multiple players. I had a conversation with a player this year. Like, early in the camp, he's like, man, this has been the best camp so far. Because remember, it was cooler and it was raining and all that?
Yeah.
He goes, last year was brutal. We, you know, all the guys were just, you know, talking about it all year long. Well, so let's go out there at 11:30.
Nah.
Let's go out there at 11:30. What's crazy,
like, this heat is so different. I remember when I first moved down here, and this was the one time where we had no movers.
Yeah.
And so I was moving everything to the third floor. And I realized how dehydrated I was just being down here. I'm like, man, I was sweating in places I didn't even know sweat. So I can't even imagine being a player out there and never really played in Texas heat.
Yeah.
Just going through a training camp like that in the middle of the day.
Hey, man.
Man.
They do a fantastic job. They got monitors. They got all kinds of stuff going on. Heart rate, heat. Like, they are physically, physiologically ready to stand the heat. It don't matter.
Yeah, no, that's true.
It don't matter. I mean, especially for guys, what, 90% or more of the people on this roster ain't from this part of Texas?
Yeah.
It hits different, man.
Nah, it's totally different.
I guarantee you, they hate this. They're doing it. They're getting paid.
They down freaking, for it, but I think if they had a choice,
they freaking hate it.
Yeah, nah.
You guys go out there today?
I was out there, Lopez. I'll be honest with you. I'm disappointed in you, man.
What did I do, man?
I'm disappointed in you.
Uh-oh.
All right.
You've been from around these parts
all
man.
My life.
All your damn life.
All my damn life.
Been out in it. And you the first one I hear talking about when I walk
in
the studio.
Hey, when I was a superstar high school football player, we had 3-a-days.
And if you was talking about how hot it was, your ass was on the pine.
I was sitting on the bench. I ain't sitting there anymore. I'm sitting here, and I'm telling you, those dudes hated it.
Let me tell you what, Jack. I would tell if the boss got to write me up or something, he got to write me up, but I wouldn't go into that practice.
What, the practice today?
I wasn't going to that.
Why? Because it's too hot?
The heat. I'm good, man. I went out there and I turned my walk into a Peloton.
Different generation,
hey,
man.
Hey, Clint, you know what
generation.
I'm talking about.
No different.
You
generation.
Did it.
Y'all soft, huh?
But you did
hot
it.
Hot butter.
Call me what you want.
But
call
you
me
hated that. It.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you liked it.
I don't. Clint's a man's man.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have to.
It didn't.
You ain't even working out there, man.
I didn't have to.
You'd be standing under a tent.
Get out of here.
It just did. I don't. Like, hell, I
no tent.
I love the heat. I work out in it.
Hey, live in 2024. If you have air conditioning available to you, take freaking advantage of it.
Me,
man.
And Bear
says the AC baby.
Me and Bear got up about 9. I try to get about 2.5 out there.
Yeah.
Half a mile, man. We looked at each other. Trying to hop on that Peloton, Jack.
Hey, I went home late yesterday afternoon and did my yard. I like the heat. I'm used to it. I'm saying those dudes hated it. 90% of them ain't from here. They hated it.
You're talking about being out there for under 2 hours.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that you are prepped as well as anybody out there internally, nutritionally. I mean, if that heat bothers you, you got problems. If that heat bothers you, you got problems.
I got
you playing the wrong sport.
This is oddest take that you have never
odd,
come off of.
There's nothing odd about it, man. You're just soft.
You're telling me so summers in Houston, Texas are not hot?
Yes, they're hot. They're hot. But I'm scared to be out in it. You're scared to be out.
Who said they're scared?
When Ron said he didn't go to practice
over the hot ass sun in H-Town.
But that don't mean he's scared.
Yeah, I mean, scared and soft. Yeah, scared of the heat. How else you define that?
I would call it smart.
How else you define that? Soft, all hot butter, is, soft, scared. 86 yo, Dick.
Dick. We can't all be as big a man as Clint Sterner.
This is the same thing as, oh, you just don't like dogs. No, man. You're just soft. 86-year-old Dick lives across the street. You know what he was doing yesterday at 11
Clint's
o'clock?
Clint's a man's
94
man.
Degrees. You know what Dick was doing?
What was he doing?
Cleaning up yard work. Cleaning up yard. That's what he sounds like. That's what he sounded like. 86 years old. Picking up his own logs and limbs and burning them in a fire. It was even hotter.
Those damn millennials. Richard should have took his ass on the house. That was stupid.
Hey, Clint. Nah, I believe these kids.
Maybe it's because I did my time. I get it.
Tricky dicky, man.
I get it.
Clean his yard out there.
Hey, grinding.
I get it.
He's a grinder.
Grind his ass.
I get it.
Cool.
I've done my time. I love the heat. All I'm saying is they
hate it. Nah, you don't
hate
the heat.
I did my yard yesterday afternoon, 4 o'clock.
It. You're less of a man.
4 o'clock.
You do it, but you don't love it.
Nobody hates it.
Something right. wrong with you if you love that.
All right.
Hot butter.
Yeah. Speaking of heat, hot butter.
I'm sure we'll hear more of this heat.
Parquet.
Soon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.